You have a very special event coming up on the June 28th. But first, before we do that, a lot of folks may not know about the Fort Dobbs. Tell us where it's at in North Carolina and what its mission is.
Sure, happy to. Well, Fort Dobbs is located in Statesville, so about 2 hours east of Raleigh. We are one of the 27 state-run historic sites in North Carolina. And we actually have the site of a fort that was used during the French and Indian War. So way back 20 years before the American Revolution, when North Carolina was still a British colony, we were fighting against the French, as all the British colonies were. And there was a danger that the backcountry, the frontier, as it was at the time, would be attacked by American Indians on the French side. So Governor Arthur Dobbs had 50 soldiers build a three-story high log blockhouse fort. Now, the original fort was abandoned after the war. It disappeared 200 years ago. We've had an archaeological site for decades, but just 6 years ago, we finished a full-scale replica of that 8,000-square-foot timber building.
You know, I think that the French and Indian War, it's a lot like the War of 1812 in the sense that it gets lost between other wars and people just don't know as much about it and what North Carolina's role in those wars was. And was North Carolina a major player in the French and Indian War?
Well, you're definitely right. It is a pretty forgotten part of history. People might have seen the Daniel Day-Lewis movie Last of the Mohicans decades ago, and that's about all they know about it. North Carolina wasn't a major player. Unfortunately, our colony was really, really, really poor. But we had a very motivated governor who tried to do what he could with the finances at hand. We did actually, in addition to building forts like Fort Dobbs to defend the colony, he was actually able to send North Carolinians to fight next to the British Army and soldiers from other colonies, such as Virginians led by Colonel George Washington. We see North Carolinians fighting in Pennsylvania and even in New York in the course of the larger war.
Now, coming to today, you have a very special event that's coming up on June 28 at Fort Dobbs, and this is going to be a focus, I think, on some of the historic trades?
That's correct. Yeah, throughout the year, we have several living history events, reenactments that kind of focus on different aspects of life at the time. And yeah, our trades day on Saturday the 28th will be from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It's actually a free event. Donations are appreciated. But we'll have costumed interpreters showing about a dozen different historic trades and occupations that would have been commonly seen in the backcountry. So we'll have people actually forging iron items out of iron, blacksmithing. We'll have people making, you know, leather shoes by hand. We'll have cooking demonstrations. We'll actually have a historic surveying party there showing how they actually mapped, made the first maps of North Carolina, you know, without computers or GPS or any of that sort of stuff. So just an assortment of the trades that were necessary for people to establish life in the backcountry of this colony.
Now, I'm wondering at that time, how much backcountry was this? Did Statesville even exist at that point?
No, actually, so at the time, there was really no towns west of the Yadkin River with the exception of Salisbury, which was brand new and 100 people lived there. Statesville is now 25 miles west of that. There were just scattered farmers. Even Charlotte did not exist at the time that this war was fought. So we're talking about a very, very early period of the colonial settlement of western North Carolina.
And the number of people that lived in that area and those scattered backcountry areas, did they come together for events of any sort? Was the fort itself, was it sort of a rallying cry for that area?
So the fort was built really as a military barracks for full-time soldiers. So not necessarily for civilians to come to all the time. But we know that civilians were, you know, going there to sell goods to the soldiers, produce and cows, things like that. And there were several occasions where during the war, we actually see an alliance between the British and the Cherokee living in Western North Carolina break apart as British people murdered Cherokees, and they retaliated. And actually, there were times of danger in the area surrounding modern Statesville where settlers did go to Fort Dobbs seeking refuge. So not necessarily as a, an everyday, happy-go-lucky sort of gathering. But, yeah, there were certainly times when civilians did gather at the fort.
And how long was Fort Dobbs active?
Well, about 7 years altogether. The war itself lasted a total of almost 9 years. So it existed, the fort existed for the bulk of that conflict. But, when the war was over, your listeners may not know this, the French lose and the British win. The frontier of North Carolina keeps moving west from where Fort Dobbs was. And so the building was simply abandoned. People dismantled it. They kind of recycled materials from the fort to build new houses and schools nearby. They cleared the site and turned it into a farming field for most of the 1800s. And actually, it wasn't completely lost, but archaeology didn't begin until the late 1960s. So it was a very long period of nothing being there until we were able to start learning more about the old fort.
Now, in addition to the Trades Day coming up on June 28th, what can we see in normal times at this particular site, and when are you open?
Sure. Well, we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5. On normal days, we offer several guided tours of the fort at scheduled times during the day. And people can find information and details at fortdobbs.org. That's our main website. And we're on Facebook as well. But a guided tour, we have a staff, usually in 18th century clothing, that take you through the reconstruction, the reconstructed fort, which we have furnished entirely with the weapons and uniforms and foodstuffs that all the soldiers there would have had, and kind of tell the story of North Carolina's role in this little-known piece of history.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on this big event coming up on June 28th and learning more about North Carolina in the French and Indian War at Fort Dobbs. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.